This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The online short-term rental service Airbnb is suing to try to block new short-term rental rules set to take effect in the city of Boston in the new year. It claims the rules violate state and federal laws. WBUR's Quincy Walters has our story.
Boston wants to protect the affordability of its housing stock, and the city contends that Airbnb threatens that by encouraging investors instead of people in need of housing to buy homes to use as de facto hotels. Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu has been leading the effort to regulate short-term rentals. Wu says the city has lots of rules about what sort of businesses can be conducted in homes. For instance, you can't run a dog grooming business from your house.
And much of that is in recognition that what you do in a particular location could have impacts to your neighbors and the abutters. And so when an area is designated as residential, that means certain protections are in place.
The new rules permit short-term rentals through home sharing services only for people who live on the premise and have extra space. But Airbnb argues in its lawsuit that several requirements of the new rules violate both state and federal laws, including a federal law that protects online companies from being held accountable for the actions of site users. Airbnb is refusing any additional comment.
Airbnb is extremely reluctant to acquiesce to any kinds of regulations that are going to restrict their growth.
That's urban planning professor David Walksmith of McGill University. He investigates the impact short-term rentals have on cities across the world. Walksmith says Boston joins cities like New York and San Francisco, which have faced lawsuits from Airbnb.
Boston, like every other city that is confronting a large growth in short-term rentals, has a very compelling public policy case for restricting short-term rentals, particularly trying to restrict the commercial operators who are running short-term rentals really as de facto hotels, taking housing off the market.
Walksmith says Airbnb has had limited success in court and predicts the new rules will go into effect in Boston in January as scheduled. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.